This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Put out a new Trump attack low. I don't watch the debates. I don't have high blood pressure or heart issues, but my attitude is pretty much, why would I want to take the chance? I have the same attitude in watching the Saints. I'd rather check the score and grab the highlights. I'll read the after-action reports and have a sense of it all. Certainly, I knew after the Trump versus Biden first round that a lot was riding on Harris versus Trump, but I was pretty confident that she could handle this. Plus, I was driving and had a great excuse. Now, as the days go by, the verdict from almost anyone who is in the least objective is that Harris shredded him like recycled paper. When Karl Rove, the Bush presidency Svengali, writing in the Wall Street Journal, concurs that it was a beatdown by Harris, you just know, as someone else wrote, that she wiped the floor with Trump. Talking to a colleague who lives in Central Ohio, not far from Columbus, yesterday, he said he was seriously thinking about driving to Springfield, just in solidarity to show support for the fine folks there, who Trump lambasted broadly as eating cats, largely a slap at Haitians. He also repeated his claim that he had read that she wasn't black. There are two problems there that are a slap in the face of any observer. One, how unbelievably racist. The other is the fact that it's common knowledge, pretty much, that he's no big reader, so that's likely a big fib as well. But that's not all by a long shot. Mi compañera, unlike me, has a higher tolerance for pain, and she did watch the debate. As she reported to me, as a woman and a feminist, she couldn't believe that Trump had also claimed that Harris put out. Are you kidding? A sexual slur insinuating that a woman running for president and the vice president of the United States is some kind of slut? How could that be possible? I'd read all the big papers dissecting the debate, including a bunch of women columnists, and didn't see a word about this kind of locker room crack. I Googled and found nothing. I saw something that mentioned the phrase. Maybe you misheard, I asked her. How could it be possible that American women of all persuasions aren't up in arms over this crack? She hadn't misheard. She sent me a YouTube link to this part of the debate. Here's what Trump said. I don't know. All I can say is that I read where she's not black, that she put out. I'll say that. He'll say that. I know he's desperate. I know he's losing. But how low can anyone go? Worse, how is it possible that any woman in America can vote for someone who says that in a presidential campaign on national TV about any woman, much less his opponent, the vice president of the United States? There's all the hashtag MeToo problems he has. There's his constant misogynism. But this goes past that. Have we become so inured to his abuses and hate speech that this slur isn't even condemned? We have all these politicians now trying to regulate AI because teenage boys and young men are putting the heads of classmates and others from Facebook on pornography sites. They want to legislate about that, but are silent when an old man tries to slut shame a 59-year-old woman running for president. How can that be possible? Of course, Harris was so classy that she didn't even acknowledge the insult, which is brilliant, but instead gut-punched him on his efforts to use racism to divide Americans. That's why she didn't call him out on this. It was water off a duck's back. She doesn't take his bait. That doesn't explain how any of us who heard or know about this attack should be silent. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.